Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, located at 2 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Good morning. We have been covering a series titled Empowerment by the Holy Spirit for Effective Ministry. This week, we'll be looking at the topic Becoming Empowered for Ministry by the Holy Spirit. You will recall that in the previous broadcast, we concluded that God's work is done through the Holy Spirit's empowerment. God's word to humanity is inspired by the Holy Spirit through human instrumentality, that through the incarnation, Jesus Christ entered our human situation by the power of the Holy Spirit, and finally, Jesus himself, in preparation for his ministry, was filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. It is therefore factual that individuals, as well as the church, must be empowered by the Holy Spirit in order to carry out the Great Commission, as recorded by Matthew in his Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. Jesus, having been raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, wants all believers to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Paul, in Romans 8, verse 11, said, "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you." How then does one become empowered by the Holy Spirit? First, one must be a born-again believer. Notice that Jesus gave the promise of the Spirit in John 14, 15 to 18 to his disciples. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." Similarly, in Acts 1 and verse 8, when Jesus stated, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth," he was addressing his disciples. Clearly then, the prerequisite for becoming empowered by the Holy Spirit is for one to be a true believer. Possession of the Holy Spirit is what makes one a believer. The Apostle Paul states definitively in Romans 8 verse 9, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Again, in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3, he states, "Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Both of these passages emphasize the fact that no one can claim to be saved or born again without the Holy Spirit. This is further cemented by Paul in Titus 3 verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Having experienced salvation by faith in Jesus Christ alone through the power of the Holy Spirit, the believer now needs to be empowered by him to become effective in ministry. Acts 1:8 again, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The word shall represent a strong and powerful assertion. It means that there is no question but that what was said will happen. It is important to understand what happened when Jesus had the last face-to-face meeting with his disciples in Acts 1 and the coming of the promised Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Acts 1, 12 to 14 state, then they returned to Jerusalem from Mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the men and women, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. What do we see here? They continued in one accord. It was no secret that the disciples of Jesus had issues among themselves. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28, for instance, Jesus had to settle a dispute that arose out of the desire of James and John to have pride of place in the kingdom by teaching them servant leadership. The one accord that was a prerequisite for the outpouring of the Spirit in Acts 2 was achieved through resolution of issues such as jealousy and unforgiveness. Jesus' brothers, who did not believe in him prior to his passion and resurrection, were among the disciples in the upper room. They had to come to faith in him and accepted him for who he is, Savior and Lord. Corporately and individually, believers need to repent and strive for wholeness in order to make readiness for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Paul speaks of the need for full surrender in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Above all, to become empowered by the Holy Spirit, there must be recognition of need. If the believer does not see the necessity and is satisfied with his or her current state, empowerment will not happen. There must be a yearning, a longing for more. Jesus said in Luke 11, verse 13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Are you hungry for empowerment by the Holy Spirit? In an imperative statement in Ephesians 5 verse 18, Paul said, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Believer, it is your responsibility to seek empowerment. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. In summary then, make sure that you're a true believer. Deal with issues such as unforgiveness, jealousy, malice, and pride by way of genuine repentance. recognize your need for empowerment and earnestly, passionately seek it. You will not be disappointed. Next week, manifestation of the Holy Spirit's empowerment in the believer's life.
Holy Spirit, rest on me. Holy Spirit, set me free. Impart on me gifts from above. Please come and fill me with your love.
Our prayer is that you were challenged and encouraged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church. Once again, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. The Hampton Green Missionary Church, located at 2 St. John's Road in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, we are currently hosting 15 days of prayer and fasting. It commenced on Sunday, February 5, and you're invited to the closing service to be held on Sunday, January 19 at 6:30 p.m. And also on Sunday, January 19, the South Central District of the Missionary Church Association will be having their district convention at the Sweden Missionary Church, George's Valley in Manchester. The convention will commence at 9:30 a.m. under the theme Empowering the Church for Community Transformation. The speaker will be Reverend Patricia Salmon from the Calvary Missionary Church. We invite you to join us again next Sunday, same time, for another Grace Hour broadcast. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you would experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.